Hello, I'm Malcolm Cox. In the North West London Christian Church, we're preaching through the book of Hebrews at the moment, and the sermons can't cover all the details, of course, so these podcasts are giving a bit more information. And today we're in Hebrews chapter 1, verse 2. Verse 1 says, "In the past God spoke to our forefathers through the prophets at many times and in various ways, but," verse 2, "in these last days he has spoken to us by his Son, whom he appointed heir of all things, and through whom he made the universe." Gosh, an awful lot in those few words in verse 2. In these last days, the last days is Old Testament language for the time of the end. Isaiah 2, verse 2, Ezekiel 38, Hosea chapter 3, Micah chapter 4, some passages you could look up. This time of the end has now been inaugurated by Jesus Christ. This was the time when the word of the prophets would be fulfilled. If this is the end of the days, then there's nothing new to come after this. I'm afraid this rules out any further revelations. It rules out the Mormons. It rules out any group that say a new revelation has come. For this is the end of the days. This is the last days. The last word has come. In fact, the last days are not so much chronological as theological. There's nothing new that needs to be revealed after Jesus Christ. We have everything we need to know about God and about our eternal destiny. And indeed, the universe, we're told, the universe was made through Jesus Christ. God could have made the world without Jesus, but he did so through him. John 1, verse 3, "Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made." Colossians 1, 16, "All things by him were all things created, things in heaven and earth, visible, invisible, thrones, powers, rule, authorities. All things were created by him and for him." 1 Corinthians 8, verse 6 also. The emphasis is on the fact that he who walked among us was also the creator. The creator is the heir of what he has made. It wasn't donated to him, but he owned it and he still owns it. His role in creation designates him as not created. And the word universe here can also mean ages, which implies that the present and the future worlds were and will be made through Jesus. We see that time as well as matter is under his reign. One of the ways we know that this revelation is greater than what went before is by the fact that this one comes from the Son of God, clearly a more impressive figure than any went before him, as the next few chapters will point out in more detail. He is the heir of all things, quoting from Psalm chapter 2. Paul's thought in Colossians 1:16, which I read earlier, it says, "All things were created by him and for him." And we are co-heirs with Christ, we find in other passages like Romans 8:17. "Now if we are children, then we are heirs, heirs of God and co-heirs with Christ, if indeed we share in his sufferings." Co-heirs with Christ. 1 Peter chapter 3, verse 7 speaks about the same idea. "For we have been adopted into the family through what Jesus has done." The inheritance of the saints is a very important theme in Hebrews chapters 6, 9, 10, and 11. But we'll come back to that another time. So here we have it. After verse 1, and God has reminded, or the Hebrew writer to the Hebrews has reminded everybody that God did speak to the forefathers through the prophets. But now, in these days, the last days, when there is no further revelation, when we have everything we now need to know about God and our destiny, God has shown us all this through his Son, the one he appointed heir of all things and that we are co-heirs with, and through whom he made the universe. As it says in Hagner's book in the book of Hebrews, in its contrast with the words on verse 1, the statement in verse 2 indicates that the sending of God's Son is the pivotal point in the accomplishment of salvation, and that this event holds the interpretive key that unlocks the meaning of all that preceded in the history of God's dealings with his people. Well, that's a great summary. Well, next time we'll go on to verse 3. If you'd like to give us a review, please pop over to iTunes and do so. If you search for MCCX, you'll find us there. I hope you enjoyed verse 2 today. And until the next time, have a wonderful day and God bless.